you've only grown older. If you treat everyone you know with patience and kindness, you will not know yourself for much longer. Well, this is what I have become.
Greetings, listeners. This is Ken Stringfellow from the Posies, Big Star, R.E.M., and so many other things. You're listening to Vive le Moc on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Treat me cause you watch me as you see. I'm not too sure. I understand the tactful planning that I must endorse. But you call me immature because I'm too sensitive to your insensitivity. I have the audacity to ask you to talk to me. Those stones are thrown shatter your sea of tranquility. You're about as human as the statue. kiss me, oblige me as if that's all I want from you. Then ignore me at the party I invite you to. What did you think I dared to do? Maybe I lose my say. Good night for subtlety. Perhaps you reveal that you actually like me. Did you ever think that I'd just bow quietly? All I wish for sometimes is you to sit down next to me. And if you would like me to, if you would like me to, oh, oh, oh. Well, maybe I can't force you to stand up and obey my will. You'll ever touch me or love me, which is better still. A day fight you once, but now I'm standing on your hill. I see you eye to eye, and you're shrinking out of my sight. So before you will pass my line, let's lower ourselves to each other. Speak.
Is the song Ironing Tuesdays, wrapping up side one of the Posies' debut album, Failure, came out back in 1989. Before that, I May Hate You Sometime, also Like Me Too, Under Easy, the longest line in the entire album, side one, first track, Blind Eyes Open. Hey, I am the Moxster. You can listen to an original run of my program each and every Friday night at 9 p.m. with a show called Viva La Mock, or you can tune in on Tuesday like you are now and hear an encore and or replay edition. This is a special edition because I've decided to mix things up because the last 2 hours of my show last Friday, we had some technical issues. So I figured we're going to play those this Friday. And so that means for this Tuesday, you've got this special side one of some of my favorite artists' debut albums. I am going to move into, I'm going to stick in that power pop realm. Why not? And move to Chicago's Material Issue. They formed back in 1985. In 1988, they had a self-released EP, but it wasn't until 1991 that we saw a proper full-length release from the band. Now, by this time, they were already signed to Mercury Records, and the result was the album International Pop Overthrow. It was released on February 5th of 1991. and was produced by Jeff Murphy. Now, Jeff Murphy was also the singer-guitarist in the power pop band Shoes. The album reached number 86 on the Billboard 200. Billboard Top 200, that's what I'm trying to say. The Billboard Top 200 album chart. Let's check out some Material Issue.
Valerie's dancing on the roof. Diane, 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 Diane.
guess it's me writing this letter. God, how I hope that it makes me feel better. And yet it's me, the end of your life. Again.
Suddenly collides, can I give you a ride? can I take you home? And if the words that I say make you run, run away, tell me now, yeah, today, have you heard them all? And she said, well, I'm out right now, but I might be back in the morning. Yes, I'm out right now, leave your name, your number on the recording. Well, I've been waiting so long, man, I've been feeling so strong. I think about you on a warm afternoon. You're only breaking my heart, but that's the very best part. I hope I see you and I hope it's soon. Well, if the things that I say make you run, run away, tell me now, yeah, today, have you had enough? And if the words that you hear, if they just disappear, tell me now, tell me clear, have you had it all? And she said, well, I'm out right now, but I might be back in the morning. Yeah, I'm
We are running out of time on the Viva La Mock radio program, so I am breaking in just so I can tell you the song titles before the top of the hour. That was the end of side one of Material Issues' 1991 debut international pop overthrow, Chance of a Lifetime, name of that track. Before that was Crazy, also played Out Right Now, This Letter, the song Renee Remains the Same, their single Diane, and their debut single, track one, side one, Material Issue with Valerie Loves Me. Hope you appreciated what I was doing, and tune in on Friday and hear an all-new Viva La Mock right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Continuing on, we have Willow. You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday afternoon to Sunday night, we'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. This is Willow, as I said, and this song specifically is called Marshalling. Enjoy.
Not in touch your mind, loving communion is nothing better. Your cheeks get redder. There's nothing better. Even in rough weather, it's raining knives like all the time. And I'm alive, eat all your air while we're alive. Marceline, I'm coming to get you, girl. We're flying. With your dad up in the nidosphere, your tears, they're cleansing all my spheres. You touch my hair, I'm playing on your bass. But we don't care, we're messing up your space. You got nowhere to live, but you'll go back to space. Take me with you. I'm sick of mildew, I'm sick of all of these humans telling me what to do. They make you stupid. We are from Nibiru. Remember your cosmic roots. Marceline, I'm coming to get you, girl. We're flying. Let's catch a ride on Lady Unicorn. Marceline. say goodbye. Bye. Hold on, wait a minute. Feel my heart's intention. Hold on, wait a minute. I left my consciousness in the sixth dimension. Left my soul in his vision. Let's go get it. Let's go get it. Guitar. He likes Quentin Tarantino and really sad songs. Anxiety attacks when he wakes up in the morning. And I can't help the thought he thinks I'm boring. I come from a cluster of super bright stars, and probably to him it feels scary to reach that far. But down on Earth there's so much pain, but way up here we explore galaxies. Hey mom, I met a boy, he's super sad, but I think that I love him. Is that bad? Anxiety attacks when I wake up in the morning. Love just torment. But they say life has a silver lining, and I say I will find it my way. 'Cause down on earth there's so much pain, and way up here there's galaxies. Hey God, are you there? I need to talk. I feel when love is here and then it's not. We hysterically cry when we up in the morning. Could you please tell us why life feels like torment?
Yeah, wanna be there.
song winds down to an end, I will read some underwriting. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors to the theater are closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House is still hosting many events online and in person when possible, trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh through the pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. More information is available at www.rowhousecinema.com or by calling 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now playing is the song that made Willow famous, and I think arguably one of her worst songs, but I thought its sentimental value merited inclusion in this song. I apologize a lot if you put my hand.
when I say goodbye to the third dimension, when I say goodbye to all this amnesia. I do not wanna tell you what I know, but I do not know much. I don't ever wanna put on a show, but I do it all so much. And I'll rock with you, and I'll roll with you. Let's go to the beach, or maybe climb some trees. We'll jump in some lakes, or maybe
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
The nuclear question is increasingly being asked, I guess, and it's not necessarily being answered at this time. In the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But as time goes forward and as the takeover of Ukraine does not go nearly as quickly or nearly as smoothly as reports indicate Vladimir Putin expected it to go, the concern grows that maybe Vladimir Putin would bring out the nuclear weapons. Now, when we talk about nuclear weapons, this can mean a lot of different things. And I think some people imagine, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. That's not actually what's being considered here based on what Russia has. And we're going to talk about that. But that's actually not necessarily a good thing, and I'll explain that in a moment. An interesting article from Defense One, concern rising that Putin could use nuclear weapons. Russian escalate to de-escalate doctrine suggests Putin is thinking the unthinkable. And Patrick Tucker, who's a technology editor, writes, the world should take Russia's escalating nuclear threats very seriously. Senior intel officials told lawmakers Tuesday, noting they haven't yet seen clear indications that Putin would respond to the military setbacks in Ukraine with nukes. Putin sparked alarm among nuclear watchers last month when he ordered the nuclear forces put on a special regime of combat duty. Speaking to lawmakers on Tuesday, Avril Haines, the director of the Office of the Director for National Intelligence, said the move was mostly signaling to keep NATO from intervening. However, not everyone is so convinced that these are merely empty nuclear threats. And then the question is, what would it mean if Russia actually nuked Ukraine? Well, there's a lot of discussion of that. And there's an article on heritage.org that, yes, it's the Heritage Foundation. It's an accurate piece. Russia's small nukes are a big problem. And it explains Russia has a 10-to-1 advantage over the U.S. in non-strategic, low-yield nuclear weapons, what are sometimes called tactical or battlefield nukes. And this is actually an area of concern. There are some who are hearing about this and saying, well, it's good that Russia doesn't actually have or would not use the big nukes here. But the way in which it could be a strategic disadvantage is because Russia has those battlefield or tactical nukes and NATO has a much smaller supply of those, Putin knows NATO can't really respond with those particular types of nukes. And this, the concern is, could actually be a signal to Putin. If I do this, they're not going to drop like the big boy on Russia. So therefore, it might be an opportunity to use these types of nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot that you can read about these. These are, again, sometimes called non-strategic or sometimes called tactical nuclear weapons. And these are designed to be used on the battlefield with friendly forces in proximity.